This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Speaking of online, this item today, which comes to us courtesy of the word demonetization, it seems that YouTube, which is owned by Google, which is owned by Alphabet, has changed how it notifies the people who make the videos that go on YouTube about which of said videos are advertiser-friendly. YouTubers, large and small, have been reporting a slew of demonetizations, topics that could be out of bounds ad-wise, to a little clothing, too much violence, cussing, and, this is a quote, controversial topics like, and this is another quote, war, political conflicts, natural disasters, and tragedy. So if you want to make a YouTube video about that hurricane about to hit Florida or the 2016 election, maybe, it's not going to make any money. All right, moving on. If you thought the movie business was all about, you know, the actual movies with a bit of popcorn and concession stand sales thrown in on the side, not so fast. A report from the Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association says global sales of licensed merchandise, knickknacks, toys, clothing, you name it, that refers to movies, TV shows, sports teams, and all the rest, those sales were up almost $10 billion last year over a year earlier. Star Wars did come out last year, so yeah, that helped. But $10 billion worth? Marketplace's Andy Euler has more now on just how much of the entertainment industry is tied to licensing these days.
So I was walking around the office today talking about the movie Minions. You know, the little yellow animated guys who got their own feature film last year. A colleague told me that her 3-year-old son has a couple of their stuffed toys. He and thousands of other kids. But then she told me he's never actually seen the movie.
But that's not generally the way it works.
Brian Sheehan teaches advertising at Syracuse University.
They are, in and of themselves, outrageously cute. There are times, I think, like Minions, where you can have something that works in and of itself as a doll, whether there was a movie or not.
Licensing is going further and further these days. Greg Battersby is general counsel for the Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association, the group that put out the report. He says back in the 60s, it was pretty simple.
There was an association between something seen in the movies and something which the kid would ultimately buy at a toy store or in an apparel or what have you.
Today's licensing industry is bigger. It's far beyond toys. There's even a license for an original paint color, Minion Yellow, that was released a full 3 months before the movie premiered. Brian Sheehan says now a movie comes out,
and then that starts to extend itself into a million different platforms, some physical like a doll and some digital.
So the next time your kids go to a movie, they might not only be asking for a cute doll afterward. Don't be surprised when they ask you to buy the app for their tablet, too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.